بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ثابت عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: أتى علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنا ألعب مع الغلمان فسلم علينا. هذا ثابت رحمة الله عليه says, he reports from Anas رضي الله عنه the Sahabi. He says, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم came to me whilst I was playing with my friends. The boys were playing. I was playing with them, and suddenly Rasulullah SAW came, and he made salam to us. فبعثني إلى حاجة فأبتأت على أمي. Rasulullah SAW sent me for some work, some need, some work to fulfill some task. Anas رضي الله عنه was the khadim of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Rasulullah SAW sends him now for some work. He says, then I went to accomplish that work, so I got delayed coming back to my mother. فَلَمَّا جِئْتُ قَالَتْ مَا حَبَسَكَ. When I returned home, my mother asked me, what kept you back? Why are you delayed? فَقُلْتُ بَعَثَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ سَلَمْ لِحَاجَةٍ. So I said, Rasulullah SAW sent me for some work, to fulfill some task. قَالَتْ مَا حَاجَتُهُ. My mother asked, what was the work? What was the task? قُلْتُ إِنَّهَا سِرٌ. I said, that is a secret. It is a secret of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and I cannot divulge it to you. قالت لا تخبرن بسر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحدا. So his mother then advises him, and she tells him, never inform any person or divulge the secret of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to any person. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم tells you a secret, or he gives you some work to do, which is a secret between you and him. Don't ever mention the secret to any person. قال أنس رضي الله عنه then says, والله لو حدثت به أحدا لحدثتك به يا ثابت. رواه مسلم وروى البخاري بعضه مختصرا. So Anas رضي الله عنه says to his student ثابت, Allah's Qasam, if I had to mention this secret to any person, I would have mentioned it to you. Because ثابت was a very close student of Anas رضي الله عنه. What we understand again, this is the last hadith of this chapter regarding keeping secrets and not divulging it to others. We say that walls have ears. So it's supposed to have been a secret, supposed to be a private meeting, but before we can even leave, already the information has leaked out. We don't keep secrets. By divulging the secrets to others, we are going to cause harm to people. Therefore this hadith and all these hadiths we did, these reflected or illustrated the importance of trustworthiness and keeping secrets. So even after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Anas radiallahu anhu still concealed the secret for which he was entrusted. So next chapter is on fulfilling pledges and keeping our promises. Babul wafa'i bil ahd wa injazil wa'd. So this is the chapter of fulfilling pledges. We take a promise, and so the chapter is about keeping promises and fulfilling pledges. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال الله تعالى وَأَوْفُ بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْؤُولًا. Allah says, and fulfill the pledge. You took a pledge to any person, fulfill this pledge. Because there'll be questioning taking place regarding to pledges on the day of Qiyamah. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَأَوْفُ بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا عَاهَدْتُمْ. It's a very clear injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfill Allah's pledge once you make the pledge. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. Allah says, O believers, fulfill your pledges. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لما تقولون ما لا تفعلون كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. O believers, why do you say that which you do not do? In other words, the person takes a promise but he breaks the promise. Allah says, this is indeed a most hateful thing in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, that you say that which you do not do. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال آية المنافق ثلاث إذا حدث كذب وإذا وعد أخلف وإذا أؤتمن خان. متفق عليه. زاد في رواية لمسلم وإن صام وصلى وزعم أنه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that the signs of a hypocrite are three. When he speaks lies. So he's never truthful, he's not honest. Whenever he speaks, he's speaking a lie. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. And that is why this hadith is mentioned in this chapter, that a munafiq, a hypocrite, when he makes a promise, he promises to do something, he breaks the promise. He goes against his promise. وَإِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانَ. And when he's entrusted with anything, then he breaches the trust. He's disloyal. In the riwayat of Muslim, even though he keeps roza and he fasts and he thinks that he's a Muslim, but he's got a sign of a munafiq. And this is dangerous. In other words, a person should not have any trait and characteristic of a munafiq. He's a believer. Believer does not do things like this. A believer, when he speaks the truth. When he promises, he fulfills the promise. And when he's entrusted with anything, then he does not breach the trust. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq hidayah to make amal. Allah protect us from all the characteristics of a munafiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك